Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. This week, BuzzFeed published a story full of new allegations about the R&B star R. Kelly. And the discussion you're about to hear might be inappropriate for young listeners. Several parents say the singer has been keeping their daughters in cult-like conditions where they're unable to have contact with the outside world. Women who used to live with R. Kelly corroborated the story, saying he would also film his sexual activities with them. One of the women described in the story, named Jocelyn Savage, told TMZ that she's not a hostage.
I just want everybody to know, my parents and everybody in the world, that I am totally fine. I'm happy where I'm at, and everything is okay with me.
You are not being held against your will or doing anything that you do not want to do?
Oh, no, not at all. I've never been feeling hostage or anything like that in that nature. Never.
Are you currently in Georgia, or where are you?
I wouldn't want to speak on that.
Are you with other roommates? Are you free to go from where you are?
No, I want to speak on that as well.
Jocelyn Savage's parents say she's been brainwashed. R. Kelly has a long string of allegations of sexual abuse. He was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008. Those charges came from a tape that allegedly showed him having sex with a 14-year-old girl. Jim DeRogatis has been writing about R. Kelly for nearly two decades. He was a reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times back in 2000 when someone sent him that tape anonymously, and he broke the story. And he also broke this latest investigation about R. Kelly. Jim is also the host of WBEZ's Sound Opinions. Jim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much, Todd.
Jim, you tell the story of Jay, that's the initial Jay, who's a woman outside of Atlanta who hasn't seen her daughter since December of last year. Except her daughter is not a missing person. This woman, Jay, has spent years now informing police and the FBI that her daughter is being held against her will by R. Kelly.
Yeah, and not only Jay, but two parents in Florida whose 18-year-old daughter, they say, is being held against her will by Kelly, allegedly as part of a cult, allegedly brainwashed. And two women who had sexual relationships similarly with Kelly confirm the way these young women are living, and a personal assistant as well. So the parents were not surprised, the Savage parents were not surprised to see their daughter Joy come out and say she is where she wants to be. She has told police that. But they also, the parents, have been talking to the FBI in hours of interviews. Of course, the FBI, Todd, will neither confirm nor deny an investigation.
Now, you mentioned you corroborated the story with three other women who have lived with R. Kelly in the past. Talk about some of the conditions in his homes that they describe that lead the parents to conclude that this is a situation where these adult women are not there of their free will.
The women are told when to bathe, when to eat, when to sleep. If they can watch TV, they must knock and ask permission before entering or leaving any room. They're told to dress in baggy jogging suits so that Kelly's male friends do not see their forms. He engages in sexual encounters that he directs and records and shows to his male friends. He confiscates their cell phones so they cannot contact friends and family, gives them new cell phones that are only to be used with him. And if they break any of these rules, they are allegedly physically and mentally abused, according to all of our sources.
Now, you've also spent a career covering R. Kelly's other behavior with women. Of course, I mentioned the tape that was sent to you in 2000 that led to the now well-known charges against R. Kelly on child pornography. He was acquitted of those charges. You also reported on his marriage to singer Aaliyah when she was 15 years old.
Yeah, let's get the timeline straight, Todd. The first investigative story that I did with the legal affairs reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times, Abden Palish, was in 2000. It was only a year later that the videotape came to the Chicago Sun-Times. We definitively nailed at the Sun-Times the illegal marriage to Aaliyah when she was 15 years old under a falsified Chicago marriage license that said she was 18. That marriage lasted hours and the two were separated, but there had been a sexual relationship while Kelly was producing and writing Aaliyah's debut album, which he titled Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. There also have been several lawsuits filed against Kelly by underage women. One of them had a sexual relationship with him from 14 to 16, and then he ended it, and she attempted to slit her wrists and kill herself. All of that's public record. There have been additionally dozens of settlements, many of them brought by Chicago attorney Susan Loggins. Young women would come to her with allegations against Kelly and go directly to Kelly before even filing a lawsuit, and Kelly would settle those with large cash payments. Of course, he was tried and acquitted. I think what we have here is a very long and sad testament to rape culture, where the victims are not believed.
Jim, I want to talk about the latest story that you reported in BuzzFeed, because the story does represent some difficulty. These women that you're reporting on are not minors. They're adults, not like the other allegations in some cases that you're talking about. And these adults, of course, in the eyes of the law, have a right, as you point out in your story, to have whatever kinds of relationships with other adults that they want, even if they're bizarre from the outside.
Of course. You know, I think we're presenting a story that's not just about a kinky living situation. But I leave that to the readers to decide. Certainly the parents are distraught and have gone to police in three states and the FBI and lawyers and are doing everything they can to get their daughters home.
Do you feel like he's avoided accountability in the public for his behavior?
I think in the public, Todd, and I think that the journalism industry and the record industry are to blame. Too often, there are puff pieces. There was one written in the Indiana paper owned by the Chicago Tribune 2 weeks ago before he headlined Saturday at the Star Plaza in Merrillville, and it never mentions these allegations. These parents were not naive. They knew he was tried and acquitted, but all the detail of 2.5 decades of young black women left distraught and devastated in his wake are not consistently brought up. And I think journalism has done a very poor job of covering this story. And I think the fact that he remains on the top of RCA Records roster, owned by Sony Music, one of the biggest record company in the world, and they have refused to comment. The fact that he was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, singing his Christmas songs on December 23rd and getting a big old bear hug from Jimmy Fallon. I don't understand how the entertainment industry has, as the kids say, co-signed this man for so long when so many young women have been allegedly hurt very seriously by this man.
And what does R. Kelly say about the allegations in your latest story?
The first statement that we ran in the BuzzFeed story Monday was from his civil attorney in Chicago that R. Kelly is about peace and love and trying to stop the violence in Chicago. And then a second statement came out 12 hours later or so that he will forcibly fight these allegations. And I thought forcibly was a very interesting word.
Jim DeRogatis has a new story in BuzzFeed about allegations against R&B star R. Kelly. Jim DeRogatis is a reporter. He's also co-host of WBEZ show Sound Opinions. Jim, thanks.
Much thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.